People tried to bash me early on, and it just never worked. Like, I just got more lippy, if anything.
Lippy?
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. We are here, but first off, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, past, present, and emerging. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Right. Now, you guys are probably thinking, what the fuck's going on? But we're on tour, and we have a bit of a different setup today, as you can tell. But today, my guest, he is pretty fucking rad, all right? He's got a bit of an ego. He's very, very pretty. And he's a little bit on the sexual side, but we're kind of still working that out. My guest today is Mr. Matt Hayter. Thank you for coming in my beautiful room with dead pigeons on the floor.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes in the wall too.
It's very leaky.
It's very, very you, I would say. It's nice.
What do you mean very me?
Like you're a witch and, you know, they usually hang out in places like this.
Okay, that's a stereotype, first of all. Okay.
Am I wrong though? You're like, oh, we're going to do it here. And then you're like, we found somewhere better.
We found a perfect spot.
It is a pretty perfect spot. It's table, everything.
Birds and holes in the walls that look like a horse's asshole.
Well,
you're not wrong. Like the perfect imprint of the booty of the horse.
He just got upset that he lost in the races, so that's all it is.
Alright, I'm going to ask you a question.
Go for it.
Have you ever had a reading?
Uh-uh.
Really?
No.
It amazes me that people have never had a reading.
It's not really a common thing.
I guess it is for me. I grew up with them.
Oh.
We just would do them for fun.
For fun?
Yeah.
What is like a reading? Describe it to me.
Alright, so it depends. So there's heaps of different types.
Mm.
There's so many different types of readings. You can have there's this sort of reading, which is more of it's hard to explain. This is like cultural for me.
Okay.
But there's readings where it's like you can have like a teacup. There's like Turkish readings. And you have a teacup and it's like this weird coffee stuff.
Mm.
And you drink it and it leaves like imprints on the
like
side.
Like in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
The black tea or whatever it was.
Yeah, I haven't watched Harry Potter.
Less common than this. Everyone's seen Harry Potter.
I haven't. I had the real thing, so I didn't need it.
Now we've got
middle
ground, I guess.
She loved Twilight.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. Alright. She's a werewolf gal.
I
ended up with a fucking vampire.
Team Jacob.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Team Jacob. Yeah, of course. One time my dad, fuck, bless him, he thought, oh yeah, the girls like Twilight or something, I'll get him a book about it for Christmas. But he got me and my sister a book, but he swapped the books, and like she didn't even like Twilight, and he gave me the Edward one, and I don't like Edward, and I wanted the Jake one or whatever it was, the wolf one. And then we open it, and my sister looks at me and she's like, you don't even like him. And my dad's just like, you like it?
Full proud of it.
Looks good, eh? Yeah. You fucking like them boys. Yeah. That's nice, isn't it? I'm like, Dad, this sucks. I don't even read. Like
we, in the Hayter household, we have our nan, which is called Nanny Spot.
Yes.
And every Christmas, one of us gets what we call the humdinger present, which is just something that is whack and bizarre.
Fuck
and
yeah.
It's just, it's always like, every year we try and guess who gets it.
Yeah.
I've got it 3 years in a row recently.
Ooh.
And it was always like just random t-shirts that I wouldn't wear. Like she got me a Doctor Who t-shirt and I was like, oh, I've never seen this in my life. Thank you.
Not a Doctor Who fan.
No, not a Doctor Who
fan. Who decides on the present? Who gets it?
Well, we're all there. Like we all get like a bag of like, has our name on it and you pull it out and you're like, oh, a beach towel. This is like the 8th one you've given me, thank you. And then we always pull out the other stuff and it's just, you're always watching each other just pull out. Which, who's getting the humdinger? That's always me recently, so.
That's pretty cute though.
We love it. But it's always like, you accidentally leave it out too long and she'll come over again and she's like, that's the present I got you, do you like it? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, I love
great.
It.
I wear it all the time.
That's why the tags are still on it.
That's cute.
All right.
I'm going to do something different. I usually don't let people pick it. I usually just...
Ah, yes. Cleaning all
professional,
the
dust. Right? Very professional. All right, so we're going to do it like this.
Okay.
Look how pretty they are.
They are very nice cards.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think so too. Oh yeah, going back to the readings, there's a lot of types. You can obviously have your palms read, you can have your runes read, which is like more of like a Nordic thing where it's like they have like little like symbols and letters on like rocks.
Yeah.
And like they, depending on how the rocks are displayed, like if they're reversed or not, like has a different meaning to certain things.
Yeah.
But this one, it's like, I can't really explain these ones because... these are the most different reading cards I've ever had. Like, they're not like your standard tarot cards where it tells you about your love life and like all this sort of things. This stuff is more like, tells me more about your spirit than your future.
I see.
But in saying that, sometimes things do come up that are like everyday life sort of things.
So what you're saying is this could potentially ruin my life.
No!
Just very quickly from some cards could ruin my day.
I mean, it's very... going into the future. It might break your ego a little bit because readings are like that. Like, it's like... it's almost like looking into a mirror of your actual inner self. Even the one you don't want people to see. Ooh. Like, and that's why I like these cards and I give myself readings a lot because it's like, if I'm feeling like I'm being a cunt or I'm just... I could be a better person, I go to the cards and I ask them, hey... what do I need to work on? And random things will come up.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can relate to it. It's helpful, but also they can be a little bit confronting because sometimes you hear things you don't want to hear.
Damn.
Yeah.
And we're going to capture this on tape.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. Let's like imagine if like we was in here, because sometimes when you do readings, a spirit always comes to help.
I see.
So when I'm doing the reading, I'm actually listening to someone else talk. So sometimes when I say things, it's not me, it's something else.
Oh, that's a good cover-up for, like, just straight-up abusing someone. It's like, it wasn't me.
Maybe.
It was the spirit, Gore.
Hello, Mr. Gore. He loves readings.
I've heard.
You know, he tells people that, you know, he doesn't like them, but he comes over and we paint nails and we do readings.
It doesn't surprise me. He's a big softie on the inside.
He's fucking slammed my head through the door.
He can't, actually.
He can't read. So no.
He can't remember anything either.
No! Not a thing. No.
Like, he's got a peanut for a brain.
Yeah, he's beautiful, though. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
He's a gorgeous man, but... yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Oh, ah.
There it is.
All right. So, I want you to pick... one card from me, but don't turn it, just like...
just pick?
Poke it out, yeah.
Poke
yeah.
it out?
And take your time. Alright, you want this one? It's your first one.
Alright, cool.
Pick another one. Cool. And pick another one.
And another one?
Yeah, one more.
Go this one.
Three is the magic number, baby.
Yeah, we work on the rules of three in magic as well. Mm. Everything's in threes.
I see.
Which is pretty cool. Alright, so your first card.
Yep.
Ooh, excited. So, you know how I was saying it tells you a lot about your spirit?
Mm.
The first card you got is beauty.
You're not happy with that, are you, Delta?
It's confirming that you are indeed beautiful. But in saying that, don't let your beauty control your life.
I try not to, but, you know.
It's hard not to.
It really is. When you're that like, beautiful. It gets me out of a lot of trouble.
It does. It I'm does. Sure it would. It's a blessing and a curse.
A lot of people don't understand that.
Yes.
Like, I say it as a joke, but it really is.
No, I understand. I understand. And the thing that I like about this card is it's like, it's really colourful, but there's two butterflies.
Two.
So why would there be another butterfly? Maybe because there's another beautiful person in this room.
Maybe.
Oh, thanks.
That's coming up in the reading.
Maybe.
Hmm. I actually, yeah. But also, actually, something that the thing is telling is it's making mention of the grass, right? And I know that seems a bit weird. It's a bit, whatever, what is this bitch talking about? But when I think of grass and then I think of you, I almost imagine, like, how do I explain this? It's like when you cut grass, it continues to grow.
Mm.
You're a very resilient person. And I feel like you've had to rebuild yourself a few times.
Yeah, that's very spot on.
But you're beautiful like the grass. Yeah. We need grass. You're green, you're fruitful, you're full of life. But
I feel like, and I feel like this spirit is actually telling me, like, this is actually a really comforting person that's hanging out. I don't know who it is, but they really love you. And it's like, they want me to make sure to let you know, just keep growing. Don't, even when your grass gets cut, just keep growing. All right? That's what they keep saying to me. Keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. Maybe that's your ego. Maybe that's, you know, your beauty. I don't know, but just continue to grow. Don't let nothing stop you. Even a lawnmower. Okay?
All right, I could take a lawnmower.
I don't think you could. Not if you're a piece of grass, you fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah, fair point. Fair. Yeah. What if I was a butterfly, though? Come in away.
And does it run in me? Yeah. So, yeah, does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah, like, the two butterfly things is very spot on, I'd guess. Because sometimes all it takes is one person to change a lot.
Yeah.
And you don't really expect it.
Brother, I understand that completely.
And the grass thing, like, yeah, it's definitely, like, there's definitely something there. It's not like hearing that and I'm like, oh, that's, yeah. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's very hard to describe. And I don't want to be, talking about my ego and stuff like that, but I do believe that I have been cut down a few times and grown back up. It's always funny when people like meet me, they only know this and they don't know what was around before that, which was just a fat, chubby, insecure kid who was trying to make wrestling an outlet and then continue to get cut down and then realize that like the only person that's going to make this happen is me.
Yeah.
So I guess there's something there.
Yeah. Cool. That's fucking awesome.
Maybe the cards are truthful.
Look.
They're only as truthful as you are.
They pretty are. One day, when I first got this card set, I wanted to test it. I wanted to see if they were bullshit or not.
Yeah.
So I actually did a reading on my dog. Yeah. I know, it sounds dumb.
That's how the Russians did it.
Yeah.
Fucking laugh at me all you want. I didn't give a fuck. I did a reading on my dog and it made 100% sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I pulled him three cards and I sat him across from me and he sat there and he picked them. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
And I just said to him, look at one, smell them. What do you want? And I just kind of picked what he kind of looked at. And the first card was a card where it was like a person looking out over a field and it was quite empty and it was just a bare field. And I was like, okay, so clearly the man in the card is seeing our dog.
Yeah.
And then I pulled the second card, and the second card was him with someone else. There was two other people in the card, but they were further away, and then he was still back here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And then I pulled the third card, and the third card was like a cup, and it was like overflowing with like gold and jewelry and coins and shit like that. And it was really, really just bright. And I was like, okay. And then I had to think about it. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Sting was a rescue dog. So before he was looking out into the sunset for food, for shelter, for water, for love.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds us two, which is in the second card. And now his cup is full and is constantly overflowing. He doesn't have to worry about food anymore. He doesn't have to worry about water anymore. And he knows that and he recognizes that, and it's almost like, oh, okay, the cards do work. Because it's like, it could have pulled any cards out of the deck. He could have pulled a snake or a fucking whale or anything, but the fact that he pulled cards out that depicted him by himself, and then Sid and I and him, and then his mindset now is the cup, I thought that was pretty fucking cool. So
it's very wonderful.
Yeah he's a sick cunt too.
How long have you had him for?
Like 5 years. Had it for a while.
I reckon I met your dog.
You probably have.
Like at a show years ago.
Yeah.
And it was like really well trained.
Yes.
And he's like a very good just boy. Bolt off, and then you'd be like, come back, and boom, straight back.
Yes. Yeah, that's Sting. He's a very good boy. He's like, it's funny because like when we rescued him, it was a fucking wild thing. Sid and I went to the pound one day, just random, and we didn't meet any dogs. Well, we did. I wanted all of them, but we didn't bond with all of them.
Yeah.
So we left empty-handed. And then, like, 6 months later, it was, like, 3 days before Christmas, I woke up from a dream, and in my dream, it was my childhood dog, and I was giving him a bath, but I couldn't really see his face, and he was playing with the rats, and for whatever reason, I had my rats and him in the bath together, mm-hmm. and they were all just hanging out, and I was like, oh, that was pretty cute. Anyway, I woke up Sid, and I was like, we've got to go to the pound today. And he's like, why? I was like, trust me, we need to go. I had a dream. And he's like, whatever, let's go. So we went to the pound, and we met two dogs. There was one called Lemon, and it reminded me of one of my childhood dogs, and I fell in love, but he wasn't it. Then we found Stingray, mm-hmm. which was his pound name, his jail name, and his street name, mm-hmm. Stingray. Anyway, Stingray. And then I could fit my hand in there, in the cage, so I fit my hand in there, and I was like, he won't bite me.
Yeah.
And I put it in there, and he starts talking, like, ah, rah, rah, rah. And he's, like, nibbling on my hand, and, like, we're patting him, and he was getting all wiggle butt, and I was like, all right, this is him. Yeah. This is the dog that I was dreaming about. Even though it wasn't my childhood dog, he looks completely nothing alike, mm-hmm. this is him.
Yeah.
And then I said to Sid, I was like, we can call him Sting instead of Stingray.
And that was the selling point for you.
And he was like, yeah, that's pretty fucking dope. All right.
There it is, yeah.
And then we took him home, and we had housemates at the time who were also wrestlers, and we didn't tell them. We just rocked up. And at first, one of them was like, what the fuck is that? And then by the time Sting ran over to him, he was like, oh. And then everyone fell in love with Sting. So, yeah. But yeah, they told us that he was not well trained. He wasn't going to be good around other animals. He didn't like long cuddles,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't like long pats, and they were a bit worried about his anxiety being crossed over with aggression.
Yeah.
And we took the chance anyway. I was like, no, I'm not listening to that shit. Don't worry about it. He'll be fine. And I think Sid was a bit worried, and to be fair, he has every right to be. We had other animals and stuff, and I didn't want them to get hurt. But I'm glad we took the risk, because the first night we had him, he slept under the covers with us in bed. 2 days after we had him, we took him to the dog park, and he played with other dogs.
Yeah.
He's never attacked any of our other animals, our chickens, our rats, our birds, nothing.
Mm.
And because of his issues, we had to go have like a follow-up appointment with the pound to be like, are you sure he's settling? Is he all right? And we told him, we're like, yeah, he sleeps with us. He cuddles us. We take him to the dog park. We have other animals. And they were like, is this the same fucking dog? We're like, yeah, when you put an animal or anyone in prison, for their benefit or not, they're not going to be themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's settled in great. And they're like, awesome, take him. This is awesome. Great. Thank you. Leave. Like,
cool. Yeah.
So yeah, so that's the story of Sting.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he's fucking sick. Come on. I'm going to pull this other card.
Ah, that's good.
Because I'm actually really interested because, like, you're not... You have a very lovely energy, and you're not closed-minded in any regard, just from talking to you and hanging out with you. But I can feel that this is a little bit intimidating.
I mean, it's more the unknown.
Yes.
And I feel like for anyone, the unknown is always a bit, like, intimidating.
Of course.
But eager to get around it, so let's do it.
All right, number two. This card comes up with a lot of wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the card of clarity, but I'll come into that in a minute.
Okay.
So the card of clarity, but the thing that I think is very interesting about this card has got three dragonflies,
mm-hmm.
wrestlers, what's the aim of the game? Get the shoulders on the mat for a three count.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a good wrestler, you need some sort of mental clarity to, you know, control the situation and stuff and know what move you're going to do next and all that, your strategy. But in saying that, the thing that I like about this card is dragonflies are one of the best predators in the world. Their success rate is very high on their prey. So I feel like your success rate is very high. And I feel like the more clarity you get, the more training you get, and the more mentorship you get, you're getting more clarity. And I feel like for whatever reason, these lily pads that are here, in my mind they don't look like lily pads, they look like thrones. It's almost like you are this dragonfly and you're gonna sit on your throne one day, but first you've got to work out all the clarity, you've got to find all of the answers. But I feel like you're gonna be a very, very important person in your later years.
Mm.
And I feel like it's really going to change you. I don't know where that's going to be. I don't know if it'll be here. I don't know if it'll be overseas. But you're going to be very important. And you're going to be very... It's almost like these people come to talk to you. That's what I see in this card. I see the two little dragonflies are almost like two people being like, hey, talk to me, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if that makes any sense, but when no, I... get you.
It's like people that seek knowledge. They're always going to go to someone who's more experienced and...
Yeah.
A bit more wiser. If you're not, I'm younger than almost everyone I wrestle, so...
It doesn't matter. It's the clarity in your head. Mm. If you have a better clarity, a clearer mind... people are going to be more in tune to talk to you about what they want. And if you have a good success rate, which you do, I feel like more people are going to go to you, which age doesn't really matter.
Mm.
I don't like it when people are like, I've been doing it for 15 fucking years, and that's with anything.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but what have you done in those 15 years?
Correct.
What better have you done? Like, I think a good wrestler is a person that comes into a place and leaves the place better than how they found it.
Correct.
And I think that's the point of wrestling and culture as well. Like, in my culture, you're supposed to think 7 generations ahead. So your children and your grandchildren are set and comfortable. And I feel like it's the same with wrestling, but I don't feel like some people do that. But I feel like you're going to do that.
Mm. I'm trying.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm very fortunate that the way I was raised outside of wrestling has been brought in. And then the people who raised me in wrestling also built a very good foundation for me, and the whole like leave the place better than you found it is 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Zach Sabas and Chris Bassos, who mm-hmm. I hate at the moment, but nonetheless, they definitely instilled like that feeling and that vibe, like you need to help where you can and who you can.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like that's why there's two. Wow, that's cool. That's really cool. There's two, yeah, okay, that's nice. So there's Zach, there's the Bass, and that's you. That's so cute. Look at you, just having a little threesome. And ooh, you're very sexual too.
Exactly.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I've said no to a whole bunch.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, the best one I said no to was, I was out in town, and these two girls were like, oh, what are you doing later? You want to come back to ours? And I was like...
Not you.
I was like, no, I want to go get KFC.
Dirty bird overall.
Yeah.
Dirty bird over two dirty birds.
Yeah. Although, are you a Zinger girl or a original recipe?
I'm an ultimate box lady.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm all about that box.
Original recipe? That's the...
Is that the original burger?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's just the normal filler. Yeah,
that one. But I don't hate Zingers. I like chill. I think
they're overrated.
What?
Zingers.
You reckon? Yeah, you like overrated. The original?
Original bacon and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That was my go-to when I was fat. But I haven't eaten KFC in so long.
That's my go-to for my cheat day.
Mm.
I give myself one cheat day once a week, once a fortnight.
Yep.
And that's always my go-to. Dirty Bird, Food Court Chinese... and like mac and cheese.
Dude,
I love cooking and I love fucking food.
Yeah.
But also I like to diet too. I think that's important to have.
It's part of the game. You gotta do it. You gotta have balance.
Yeah, but even if I wasn't a wrestler, I think I'd still do that. Because it's like I genuinely feel better.
You do. Like the big thing for me is like when I eat that stuff I just feel like shit.
Yeah.
Like, your body, you're not putting good fuel into your body.
Yep.
And then
yep.
you're just like, oh.
And then you have shit thoughts because you got shit food. Yeah, mm-hmm. I totally understand.
Body gets destroyed by it.
How did you get not fat?
A lot of depression. Nah.
That's part of it, though. If you didn't get depressed from it, you would.
No, I didn't really. Because I was ever, like. No, but I did get like a legit eating disorder.
Ooh.
That put me in hospital twice.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But. I don't know, it just reached a point where, like, all my friends around me, they were all, like, going to the gym and they were all healthy and stuff. And then I was, like, I got really fat later in wrestling because I was just like, oh, I'm wrestling. I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
And then the training stopped and then everything stopped and then it was just I was wrestling every weekend and eating shit every weekend.
Yeah.
But then it just hit a point where, like, all my mates were fit. I was looking around in the locker rooms I was in and mm-hmm. I was like, everyone's pretty fat. I don't want to go down that road. So eventually I was just turned around to one of my best mates and I was like, hey, show me how to gym. And then went from there.
That's cool.
So it's very funny when people like, they're like, you were fat once upon a time? I was like, ah, I was a big boy.
Yeah.
Like, the biggest I got was 120 kilos.
Wow.
Do you have a picture we can put up on the screen? If you'd
be I do, when I send it. Right, it should there. Be somewhere hey, here.
Right there.
Right here.
Yes,
right. Cool. Yeah, I was a very big boy. And just, yeah, the like, where I wanted to go with life and wrestling, it just, you can't do that to yourself.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And yeah, it's just, I look back on it in disgust at, like, what I was. That's my opinion, though.
I know, but you shouldn't, because it's your journey, man. And you shouldn't, despite, even when your journey of life, and this is from me to you, like, this is no gimmicks. I feel like in life, if you don't accept all of your journey, you're not accepting the journey. You gotta accept it. Even in, like, you can't be in disgust, because that was still you. And you still gotta love you, even if you didn't like who you was. But look at you now. Without him, you wouldn't be
true.
You. 100%. You now. You wouldn't have that contradiction. Is that the right word? Did I use it in the right context? Contradiction?
Sid
teaches me English.
He teaches you English.
I'm not joking. I skip school a lot. Yeah. So I got a good education, and I'm not a dumb cunt, but I didn't go to school as much as I should have. And I speak slang with, try to talk English, and I always fuck up words.
You get blended and then they just go, boom.
Yeah, like I try to say something and it just, people don't understand what I'm saying because it, yeah, anyway. So without that contradiction, we should put the definition of contradiction.
It's not the word you want.
What's the word that I want, then?
It kind of works, though.
Juxtaposition.
Fuck me. Why didn't you say, no, I'm an idiot. Juxtaposition.
You've just been rambling on.
Anyway, you need that juxtaposition of the two mats.
Yes.
Of two mats.
I agree.
Two mats.
I think it was important that you had the fat mat. I think it was more important that you fucking slaughtered him.
I agree, because everyone misses Fat Matt.
This
more than the current
friends,
one.
Yeah.
And he's never coming back ever.
Good.
Never.
You need to burn some deadwood back.
You do. You like it.
It's resilience.
What
you
I am
cut
now.
The grass.
Yeah, what I am now wouldn't be if it wasn't for being fat.
Yes.
And that's why we burnt it and killed it. It's never coming back ever.
If you had to kill someone or something, what would your go-to way be?
Big sword.
Really?
Yeah.
You like sword?
Yeah. Not a lightsaber, though, because Star Wars is dumb. Yeah? Like, glow stick swords, stupid.
So you want, like, a full, like, karate sword?
Excalibur.
Alright.
And just straight, like, cut.
Like ISIS. So you want to be ISIS?
I'm not a fan of the Izzy's. But it's more like a medieval knight. Just
okay. Would you wear the headgear?
Nah, that seems very impractical. Like, they all wore it and then they all died.
I didn't know that. I thought it was supposed to protect them.
Like, you're wearing something that's here. Everyone's going to go for it there. Like, once you move, you're exposed.
I didn't think of that.
Unless it was one big piece and then you're just Iron Man and you're stuck like a brick. Doesn't make sense.
Do you reckon Ned Kelly was a dickhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon he's a fucking idiot.
He wouldn't have been able to see nothing.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. I don't like Nick Kelly. That's for the bogans out there. I'm going to get heat for that. But fuck Nick Kelly. Anyway.
Such is life. I think that's what he said.
Yeah. But that doesn't even make sense. Even... Go to America once, man.
Right. Where's my phone? I'll show you how I hold my phone.
Show us how do you hold your phone.
Anyone calls me? Hello? Chuck it in your pocket. You need a phone?
Sorry.
Yeah, that's that to me. Also, when we do show and tell, I got something.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm very excited. I love show and tell. It's my favourite gimmick of the whole fucking thing. But before we get there, and we'll talk about American stickers.
Okay.
I want to do this one last card.
Alright.
Oh, wow. No one's ever gotten this card before, and I think it's one of the most powerful cards in the deck.
Ooh.
Yeah, spooky. Very spooky. So you got the card of independence, but it's the red-bellied black snake. And again,
Most poisonous.
Also, very pretty.
they are.
They are very pretty snakes. But also, the thing that I think is very interesting about this is independence. You're a very independent person. You've had to become very independent. And obviously, when you're traveling alone, you're very independent. But the thing that I like about this card is look at all the, like, it's almost like the snake heads, all the paths in your life, or all the networks you've made. And it's almost like all of these networks you've made are going to cross over and tangle into each other, which is a good thing. But another thing that I think is weird with this fucking reading is you keep getting top predators. Why are you a top predator?
I guess it's a mentality to have.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want to be at the top?
Yeah, good.
Why wouldn't you want to be, like, not necessarily the strongest or fastest, but why wouldn't you want to be the most prepared?
Yeah. No, I can...
Again, with the cutting of the grass, if you're not prepared, people are going to come through and cut your ankles out, so...
Or bite you.
Yeah.
And you'll be dead in fucking seconds, because they're very, very venomous.
Unless I pull out my sword, or my...
your clock.
My strap.
Wow. Nothing on me. You should get a phone case that's like a gun, so
or the app that goes, bah, 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 bah!
You have not thought this through. So, I like this card a lot. The snakes, because one, it's got rainbows on it, and I think that's very cool. Rainbows are fucking dope. But also, in our culture, the rainbow serpent is the creator.
Yes.
Created everything. Or actually, technically, my tribe is a guy called Bayami,
mm-hmm.
and he's the creator. But anyway, with the rainbow colors, you're a creator. With the snakes, you're a networker. Or you have to network. Actually, you have to network with a lot of snakes, and you need to recognize the snakes so they don't take away your rainbow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That was a change. We were going one way, and you were
No, because it was the thing. I was misinterpreting the person.
Oh, it wasn't you. It was the spirit.
Yeah, because I started talking, and they were like, no. And I was like,
it smacked in the back of the head.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, sorry. I was wrong. So, yeah, that's what that means. The snakes are the networking. I was right about that. But you need to be careful of the snakes that you network with so they don't cut your head off with your sword like you do with snakes, or they don't bite you. But also, you've made some really good networks and you should continue doing that. And you have done that. You should definitely take advantage of that. Where have you made the best networks?
Best networks. I think about my journey, right? And I didn't start in the best place with wrestling, right? I started at the first place that I saw. I thought it was the best. It wasn't. You come to learn that.
Yeah.
But from that, I met so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And they made so many connections. And now I know people everywhere. And now I've leveled up to a better place in wrestling, I guess. And I'm making better connections and all that. But you can't forget, like, where you come from.
No, and you should never.
And I think that's where, like, a lot of us all started on the lower level, and then some of us branched off, but some of us stayed here, and then we all
made it to the top anyway.
Yeah. And now I'm like very fortunate that I'm surrounded by a lot of good people. Got a lot of like. I never used to like a lot of people in wrestling, right? Like, we all go through our stages.
Yeah.
And I went through mine, and it lasted a very long time, and I didn't talk to people outside of wrestling. I just came, did my thing, left. And that's what it was. But now I see all these people all the time, and I genuinely love them, which is rad. Like, the BDE boys, Edwin Das, Jake Taylor, Thomas Crowe, like all those boys over in Melbourne, I love them. I speak to them almost daily. And then there's people everywhere, like David Storm, who recently unfortunately broke his neck, AJ Istria, just a bunch of people that we've all connected and we've all met each other at different points in our journey. We all understand that, like, it was lower and then we're all up here now.
Yeah.
I guess.
I feel like a lot of people judge you, especially when you've been around when you started young. They judge you and remember you from when you were like
19, 20. And then when you actually become an adult and grow the fuck up, people don't, they still remember you as that dumb 19-year-old.
Yeah.
But it's hard to break that. That's what I feel in myself too, because I feel the same in that regard. Like, I love.
Plug the cord in. It's fucked. It's not recording.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's all right. It's recorded, but all right, stop. All right, now it's recording.
Hello.
And we're back. Same thing.
Yep, cool. But I can relate to you in that regard. Like, I genuinely love the Relentless Mob. Like,
yep.
They've really changed my life, and they've really helped me grow as a woman, as a person, as a wrestler, as a friend. And I'll be forever grateful for them.
Yeah.
And the fact that I can continue to learn and meet new people, it's so heartwarming. Like,
it's
I love rap. It. Yeah.
And it's like, it's the old wrestling tale of, like, you don't see each other for months and years on end, and then when you see each other, it's like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, Digital Beard, whenever I see him, it's like we were talking yesterday.
Yeah.
But I'll go for months without seeing him.
Yeah. You don't have to talk every day.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool. I'm very grateful in that regard with wrestling. Like, I am grateful for the friendships I've made. And, like, especially after you wrestle someone specifically, it's almost like you have a bond.
Yeah, big time.
Even if you hate each other, most of the time you do.
Mm.
But you still have that bond.
Mm.
And it's like, kind of like sex.
Mm.
It's like you have that bond, and then people, you just, like, know each other differently.
Yeah.
And not everyone knows that part of you.
It's very that.
Yeah.
And there's not many things that compare to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What was your trip like overseas? You just got back, right?
It was really cool. I got back like 2 days ago. The end of today, I would have wrestled 3 matches, so.
That's cool. Pretty good.
Yeah. No, it was sick. Like, when we all begin wrestling, we want to get over there. We want to go to America. That's where the wrestling is. But we know realistically that it's a very small percentage of it actually happening and us taking that chance. And I just hit a point where I was like, if I don't do it, I'm never going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just backed myself, winged it, and then ended up having a sick tour. Like, got to see so many cool places, got to go to Alaska,
mm-hmm.
See snow for the first time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like when I got there, I was like, snow. And they're like, no, that's the bad snow. And I was like, there's a difference? And they're like, yeah.
There's different types of snow?
Literally. And then I got to see the good snow, and it's just like, it's so hard to describe.
Does it look like wet cocaine?
The bad snow does, yeah. Uh-huh. But the good snow just looks like pure cocaine.
Did you snort it?
No. Oh. I made yellow snow, though.
Why did you eat it then?
I tried to, but everyone was like, no, don't do that. I was like, don't stop me.
I'm Australian.
Exactly.
I'll do a shoey with my piss, I don't care.
Man.
Okay, I have a question for you. Would you ever...
Would I ever?
Drink your own piss. But not from a cup, like...
Shooting.
Yeah.
Straight shooting.
Yeah. If I had a dick, I'd try it once.
What's the context of it, though?
Nothing. You're just bored.
Just bored?
You just want to get your dick out and you need to go wee-wees.
I don't think I'd do
that. There's no toilet.
I don't think I'd do that. But if it was like a Bear Grylls situation, I'd definitely like, there's no water supply.
But like...
Gotta get it done.
But like, if you're Bear Grylls-ing it, you're going to be dehydrated and your piss is going to taste like shit. If you're just at home and you're bored, you're probably most likely going to have access to water, so you won't be as dehydrated, so your piss might be more enjoyable.
You're making very good points.
That's my...
But I think I'm going to stick to, like, I'll go to the fridge and get a glass of milk.
You guys with dicks, you're so lucky. Like, don't get me wrong, I love having a vagina, but dicks sound like so much fun.
They are.
And I feel like I'm missing out.
I'm very grateful that I have one.
Yeah, fuck you. All right.
You're absolutely missing out.
Yeah, no.
Have a talking stick.
Yeah, big time.
Classic white guy.
That was a good laugh.
No. I hate that laugh. What is that? What is that?
It's over.
It's good, I like it. It's better than Gore's laugh.
I'm Big Jack, fucking... No.
Stupid.
Yeah, he's dumb. No, he's not. He's lovely.
No, he's dumb.
That's pretty cool, man. All right. What do you have for show and tell?
All right. show and tell. You didn't pre-warn me.
No, I didn't, because I've forgotten.
But luckily, I am always prepared in any situation for anything.
So I've got this sick Hayabusa bag.
Your man purse?
It's like, yeah, whatever.
I have a man purse.
It's not a bum bag, but it's definitely like the shoulder bag, I guess. It's stylish. Everyone loves it. I love it. It's cool. But
it is pretty cool, though.
I have something from my trip. Right.
Where did you go on your trip?
We went LA and Jersey. They were the main spots. But like, fuck, I went so many places. Massachusetts, Boston. You think they're close, but they're not.
Yeah, no, it's a big fucking country. Yeah, hey.
Like it's stupid. The car rides were so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then with bad drivers, it was even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse. But luckily I was very fortunate. I got to drive with mostly good people.
That's fair. What's your favourite place you went to?
Definitely Alaska.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like it looked beautiful, right? Like it looked like something out of a movie. But it was more so like the dudes I was with, like we all just, there wasn't a point where we weren't laughing.
Yeah.
And weren't having a good time, which is, that's like the best experience you can have in life.
Yeah. The company makes it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like life will always be what it is, but it is amplified and it is beautiful when you're surrounded with good people.
Beauty.
Yes.
Yes.
But.
What's your gimmick?
I was going to wear this yesterday, but someone was super judgmental about it.
Or maybe someone was.
I have my do-rag from my trip.
Yeah, put it on. Look, I'm sure that person was actually kind of looking out for you so you didn't get, shivved or something.
No, I can't get shivved. You've seen how I hold my phone. Like, no one's going to mess with me.
I don't know, bro. I would roll you.
Look like you're about to beat Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah. It's a style.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
You're a changed man.
I really am. Like, I went to the States, America, United States, the land of the free, home of the brave. Met up with my mate, Donald. And, you know, I became a different person. I accept this now. This is who I am.
And this accepts you.
Exactly.
Why don't you wrestle with a do-rag?
I may.
Who taught you how to put it on?
Myself.
Right.
Very talented like that.
Are you sure you got it on the right way?
Nah, but it's good.
You kind of look like a cancer patient.
Somehow made your forehead look bigger.
No one can beat my forehead, bro. I got a huge.
You got five head?
Yeah, look at that shit.
Oh!
Yeah, fuck yeah, look at it.
That's sick.
Soak in it.
That's killer.
You can play a movie on it.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. My little brother tells me all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, he reminds me. He keeps me humble.
That's good.
He's like, what did he message me the other day? I just got a random message. He's 12, by the way. He just randomly texted me. He's like, you look like Predator. Your forehead looks like Predator.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, oh, thanks, bro. And then he was like, yeah, you could film a movie. Like, you could play a movie screen off your head.
He's going to go far. He's
he's funny. A fucking cool kid. He's but funny. I need to bash him. I need to keep him humble. Pull him back in line.
People tried to bash me early on, and it just never worked. Like, I just got more lippy, if anything.
Lippy?
Yeah.
Well, I love that term. You can take it then.
Lippy. Yeah.
You get a punch in the face and you get up, you're like, well, that's all it was.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Bowl a kiss, be like, that's cute.
Yeah. That's cool. But, so do-rag.
Yeah. This is a part of me now. I got it from Walmart.
Wow, you really did experience the experience.
I did. The one I went to, I thought it was nice, right? I was like, damn, you can get everything here. From, like, flushable wipes to ice cream sandwiches. And I was like, sign me up.
Can you get guns at Walmart?
No. That was a big myth. I was like, where are the guns at? And there was none.
Oh, well, that's okay.
But I did find a gun at a show. Some dude, like, opened his bag and he was like, oh, I've got this to keep the bears away. And I was like, the bears? Let me have a look.
Was it in Alaska?
No. It was like, it was 5 hours away from New Jersey. But I don't know where it was. But yeah, showed me the gun and I was like, killer, I'm going to play with this. Didn't check if it was real or not, but I was just swinging it around. You see a gun, are you not going to play with it?
No, I don't touch it. Why not? They scare me a little bit, if I'm honest.
Yeah, but it's like,
it's magic that I don't know nothing about.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Is that what you learnt overseas?
I learnt a lot.
Right. That's fair. Would you... Look, I see a point of a gun if you're hunting and you live in like a farm and stuff. And like if you live in America, I kind of understand it because everyone has a gun, so why wouldn't you kind of have one?
Mm.
I prefer knives. I think knives are cooler.
So you can get closer.
You can fucking throw them.
True.
They look prettier. You can get rainbow blades. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, they look fucking cool.
The butterfly ones too.
Yeah. You put them cool. crystals on them.
I don't know. I'm more of a hand-to-hand combat type of guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's chuck some geese on. Get Jake Andrew Arthur in there and I'll take it there.
I do like grappling.
It teaches you about life.
So much.
Teaches you.
So much about life.
Because you think you're cool and then someone gets you and you're no longer cool.
Yep. That's you get tapped out by a 9-year-old at jiu-jitsu. It's happened to me before.
Jake Andrew Arthur, he has a bronze medallion that he won in the Olympics.
Yep. Why is it bronze?
Because he wasn't as good as everyone else. But he tried his best. Maybe. And that's all that matters. Big giant baby man. I tapped him out though, because I'm a lethal weapon. That's right.
You're a dragonfly.
Yeah.
What'd you kill him out with?
That's classified information.
A big fart.
Nah, that's more of Charlie D's forte and off.
I love him.
He's a good boy.
The foreskin enthusiast himself.
Yes.
Have you seen his foreskin?
I haven't, but I was told that he sends you photos.
Really? Yeah.
Do not send me photos. I don't want to see it. I will just acknowledge that you have one.
Just send them. You're missing out.
I'm cool.
Why? He's not a rapey boy. He's consensual with his foreskin.
Which is what we approve of.
Yeah. Consent is cool here at the Prehistoric Death Talk.
Yeah.
Exactly. But consent I don't want to see your, like, sleeping bag worm, you know? Yeah, it's not great.
Oh, my God.
I'm very happy that I'm part of the other game where we...
sleeping bag. It looks like Kirby when he's eating someone.
Yeah. It looks like... they look like earthworms.
If
like,
Kirby was a worm... it'd be on Charlie D's crutch.
I think worms are really cute, man.
Worms are really cute?
I fucking love them.
Did you get upset about Boogeyman eating them?
No, I thought it was cool.
She loves the Boogeyman.
I love Boogeyman.
He's still cool. Jacked, too.
Brother, he's a fucking cool dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to have him on the podcast.
It'd probably be an interesting one.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I wonder how he talks, though, because he doesn't have any, like, teeth here.
We don't have to talk. We can just do cards.
Yeah, but like,
doesn't matter.
Your tongue gets stopped by
you. I would eat worms with him.
Yeah, so
I would try.
Would it be a lot of lisping?
Lippy. He might be a bit lippy because he doesn't have teeth.
Maybe.
I think speech impediments are funny.
I worked with a kid who had a really bad one, and every day I'd always be like, say silly sausage for me. And it would just upset him. I would make him say it though.
Good. Look, I don't think you should be ashamed of it. It makes you unique.
I have one sometimes. I get a little bit tired or I have a few too many beers, then everything sounds a bit funny. And then I've got
Yeah, wonk eye?
I get the Forrest Whitaker eye.
What's that?
Just put a picture up right here of Forrest Whitaker. And then you will laugh about it because he's like... he's the dude that... he's like the old black guy in every movie that's really wise. Mm-hmm. It's the dude that has the eye like this. That's okay. Me.
With the do-rag and the wonky eye.
Yep. Straight from the streets. When I drink too much. Or get too tired.
Or what?
Or get too tired.
That's fair.
Which I'm in a constant state of being tired.
You're fine. You don't need sleep.
Exactly. We'll sleep when we're dead.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a good question.
Mm.
What do you think happens to you when you die?
I don't know. I swap between things. Every now and then, like sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe we go somewhere. I don't know where it is, but maybe we do. Mm. Or maybe it's just nothingness. The empty.
What do you think today?
The empty.
Why?
Yeah.
Are you dumb?
No. I went to school a lot more than you did, so.
That was good. Yeah. That was good. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong. But.
But.
This is my school.
Okay.
Right. I disagree. You go somewhere. Where the fuck do you go? You just tell me you die and that's it. Done. Yeah. Good night.
You leave a legacy. That's what you do.
You can leave a legacy, but there's still an energy in you. Even when you die, there's still something there. That's scientific proof.
You become a spirit for the cards.
What if you can become something else as well? Like, you can become a spirit for the cards, but what if you become something else?
What would you become though?
A fucking worm.
A worm?
Yeah.
In the ground?
Yeah! Oh my, a worm! Just, but I would be so deep that no magpies could get me. Dude, I'd make sure.
Americans don't know anything about magpies. I was showing them about how they swoop, and they're like, that's not a thing. And I was like, brother, let me tell you something. I grew up getting swooped.
Yes.
And I fell off many bikes.
Yes.
And screamed a whole bunch.
Yes.
Because these tiny black and white birds were angry.
Yes.
It's a thing.
They're angry or horny.
Yep.
Yep.
There's one, like, at the front of my house. Mm-hmm. And it's cool with everyone. Everyone. But my little brother. And anytime he walks out there, it'll drop down and just follow him around. And then start going after him. It's the best thing in the world.
That's really funny.
I love watching it.
Yeah.
Because he'll come in screaming.
How old's your brother?
I don't know, like 13 maybe.
Okay, all right. Similar to my
he's brother. In high school. That's
okay, yeah, he's yeah.
Little
okay.
Shit.
How many siblings do you have?
I have 2 brothers.
That's it.
Yeah.
No sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I really love siblings. I have a lot of siblings.
Yeah.
So I, they're very important to me.
I have a lot of chosen family.
Of course. Yeah. How many? Okay, do you have any sisters in your chosen family?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
I'd say so.
That's cool. Have you ever, like... Okay, so you know how I sometimes think about having a dick? Like,
yes.
What would I do if I had a dick? I would obviously jerk off a lot to see what that feels like.
And piss in my own mouth.
Piss in my own mouth.
Yep.
I would try to see if I could fuck my own bum.
Mm-hmm. We've all done the tuck. We've all done the tuck. It was my special move when I did burlesque. That's why I got disqualified every time.
How long did you do burlesque?
It's on and off. Like, I do it around the fringe season.
Yep.
So whenever they run during that, they'll be like, hey, do you want to come through and not get naked this time? And I'm like, oh, I'll try my best.
Wait, you got naked?
Yeah, every time.
Why do they get mad?
Because technically with burlesque, you're not allowed to get naked.
That is true.
But... I'm a rule breaker.
Well, what is it? You beg for forgiveness, not for permission.
That's right. Shit.
Yeah.
Especially because I only did one show last year. There was two. And then I was like, naughty boy, don't do that tomorrow night. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll try. Then hopped on a plane and wrestled in Melbourne. But yeah.
That's cool. Where did you train to do burlesque? Like, do you do classes? No. You just
get
your kid off.
Yeah. They were cool. It's very funny because I'd sit backstage and like, there'd be a whole bunch of like, strippers and like actual burlesque dancers and people who know what they're doing.
Yep.
And me, who's just the funny one. And I can do flips and stuff. So And I won the competition 1 year and I bet like people who do this legit and I was like, ha ha, you've trained for years doing this. Yeah.
You would have gotten daggers.
I did. No, they were pretty happy. They were like, I don't know. They're all like older women, so they see me and they're like, oh, you're a bit cute, aren't you?
Ah, and I'm like, sympathy.
Just they like it when you get your dick out.
They do. But they also, like, the other, like, special move I did was I had the elephant G-string and then I would put snakes in there and pull it out. And most of the time, you know, you get a bit sweaty when you're doing what you're doing.
Of course.
So then it's like, and then feed it to someone in the crowd.
That's lovely.
It was.
That's really nice.
I'm like, there's a specific moment burnt into my brain. And this little old dude, and he had like the...
Did he have a Devon patch on his head? Looked like he had a piece of Devon on his head.
No, he had the horseshoe haircut. So it was like here, bald. And it was just pure.
Yeah, that's the Devon patch. Cool. Yeah, so it looks like you cut a slice of Devon and you slap it on someone's head. They've got the hair around.
Devon?
That's going to be a Melbourne thing. It's called Fritz.
No, that's a... No.
That's an Adelaide.
It's a...
No.
It's
Sydney calls it Devon too.
No, that's a hood thing. That's a Penrith thing.
What do you call Smiley Fritz then?
What's that?
You guys don't know what Smiley Fritz is?
No.
I guess it's Devon with a smiley face on it.
I mean, that's what I thought it would be, but still we don't have it.
Oh, you guys are missing out.
I'm very confused. How do you make the smiley face?
It's like the big log of meat.
Yep.
And then it's got like a smiley face in it. And then they cut it.
You're just missing
parts. You can do that.
No, it's like the meat has a smiley face on it.
Okay, so it's a different colour meat.
It's a little bit pinker. It's like nipple meat. It's a bit pinker than the rest of the body.
I do love a bit of nipple
meat. No, I'm poor where I'm from, so no, we don't have smiley face.
It was a poor man food.
It is a poor man food.
Yeah, but it's great.
It's
fucking
delicious.
Shaved smiley fruits.
Yeah, I can't believe we don't have smiley faces, so that's clearly an upgrade for you mob. But No, I'm going to look for that because I love Devon.
Yeah, Smiley Fritz is the thing. Next time you're in Adelaide, go to like your local food land that has like an actual deli.
Okay.
And you'll get Smiley Fritz. It's right, unreal.
I'm doing that.
Smiley Fritz is the thing, isn't it? Yeah. I'm asking the person that knows nothing about anything, so.
That's fair. All right. So, you think it's absolutely emptiness when you die?
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
And I think you're wrong.
You think I'm wrong.
But how about we have a near-death experience now and prove that theory and test that theory?
How are we going to do that?
You're going to fight Sid Parker and have a near-death experience. In your do-rag.
Oh,
do-rag stays on.
The do-rag stays on. I don't want to wreck it, though.
No, you can take it off if you want.
I think I'm going to take it off, but I don't want to wreck it. Because this is a part of me now.
It's part of your soul.
Yeah.
It's part of your...
Part of my energy.
It's a lifestyle, I feel.
It's something.
Man, you're a wild fruit.
I try.
You're wild fruit. You're quite sweet, so I'm going to cut off right here. I look like a hobo today.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're a little bit hobo-ish every now and then, aren't we?
Can I take this camera?
Yep.
Thank you.
Come with me.
Would you ever bash a child?
I do that for a living.
How many do you think you could beat up at once?
At least 30. At least. That's just a rough estimate, though. If we're going to do this, I need some tape. Because you don't want to be unprofessional.
Worms in your
ears. It's probably like leftover tan, because I don't really wash myself that well. I wash myself well enough, but not that well.
Nice ears.
Thank you. I usually get told that I have very nice features, like my big chin. Everyone likes that.
It's a bit witchy.
Witchy?
Witchy.
I wouldn't call it witchy. I'd say like masculine, like Gaston.
What's Gaston?
Gaston.
What's Gaston?
You never seen Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, I have. Is he the Beast?
No, Gaston is the name. No one is strong as Gaston.
Alright, wait up, bro.
Just wait a second.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. Absolute beautiful spot.
Very much so. Talk
like this.
Very much
so. So, I have another question for you.
Shoot.
Would you rather have sex with a woman on her deathbed,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that she could die while you're fucking her,
mm-hmm.
or traumatize a child in any way? Doesn't have to be sexual, preferably not.
Traumatize a child, but why? make it so they learn, you know? Like
a life lesson.
Yeah, you're like, that pole right there is really hot, don't touch it. Or touch it, either or, and then they're like, I'm going to touch it.
That's not really traumatizing, though.
But then they're going to get so much trauma from touching it that they won't do it again. So it's educational.
No, I was thinking more like, would you bash a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Or fuck an old lady?
I'd bash a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, honestly, I think I'd rather probably fuck the old lady. She don't remember it. Could be shit. Doesn't matter if it's done rude or not.
True.
You know what I mean?
We've all had it done before.
Many. All right, bro. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hopefully you don't go into the realm of nothingness.
I don't think so. I think I'll be fine.
I'll take your jacket.
I've fought many dinosaurs before. I'm going to wrestle my shirt on. It's only a house show.
You do what you're comfortable with.
I haven't really warmed up either. I'm not wearing oil or anything. We're going
you don't
in
need
raw.
It. You're raw dogging it.
Yeah, I'm going in raw.
You're raw dogging it.
Yeah, I guess this will happen.
Good luck.
He's got a lot of face going on, I should probably
take some things off.
Alright.
Go the Wendy. What?
Oh,
One more and you got him.
Get up!
Finish him!
Finish him! Finish him! You're dead!
Finish him! Finish him!